Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates any rapper screaming baby sticky secrets. If he has a couple turtles in his teeth, there's still not one that he won't see. But God loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you at a new, earlier, happier hour at the UCB Theater in L.A. on Tuesday, January 8th. Wait for it! Two Oceans 13! I hear you, guy who said I should say Two Apollo 13. I hear you. I acknowledge you. But I just like, some people find it absolute torture that it's going to be another year of that shit. And I love that about it. Be sure to check us out at 7 o'clock here each Tuesday this month. If you're in the LA area, I made some bookings today that are you guys are going to dig. It's going to be some really fun shows, including this one tonight. And, of course, if you have a ticket, who here tonight has a ticket for Put Your Hands Together? Put Your Hands Together if you have a ticket for Put Your Hands Together. All right, great. So you guys can stay in those exact same seats or move into even better ones if you want. That's how it's going to work every week, and they've got great lineups, so it's going to be awesome. I'm happy to say that Doug Loves Movies, the taping that I'm doing this Saturday in Bellevue, Washington at Parlor Live is sold out already, but you can hear it for free soonish, maybe around Monday or so. I'll be doing stand-up at the Sacramento Punchline on Sunday, January 20th at 7 o'clock, and at Doug Loves Movies taping on January 21st at 4:20. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Kurt Braunohler, K-U-R-T-B-R-A-U-N-L-E-R, O-H-L-E-R, on Twitter, he tweeted, "Just saw The Hobbit. Apparently goblins choose their king according to who has the biggest nutsack as a chin." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. That fucking chin disgusted me. I was obsessed with it, but I didn't think of a tweet. Didn't think of it such a sweet tweet. San Francisco, Cisco, I'll be doing 4 movie interruptions over the course of this year's SF Sketchfest. The first weekend, January 26 and 27, I'll be interrupting Catwoman and Anaconda. Which, that should be the name of a movie. With very special guests. DougLovesMovies.com is where you can go for all the details and links and whatnot. And from the corrections department, it was Beat Street, not Beat City, Graham Elwood. All right. He's not going to hear that. Doesn't matter. Prize bag includes some posters for some motion pictures that are signed by some of the folks that made those motion pictures. And then, you know, the kind of crap that I bring. I've got a Doug Loves Movies button, a t-shirt, a Smug Life, and copies of, for your reading pleasure, the screenplays of Zero Dark Thirty and, of course, Lincoln. Wait, that's not the screenplay. That's super thin. No, this is just pictures of things for the... Look, the Civil War. That kind of thing. So that's the sort of crap they send you to try to get you to vote for it. I mean, I think Lincoln was probably the best screenplay, so I'll probably vote for that in the WGA thing if I remember to do it on the right day or whatever. There's also a kind of a missing item from the bag because one of the guests has thus far not arrived, and it's someone who's never been on the show before, so the I didn't know it was at 7 o'clock thing, that excuse won't work, but we'll see if he shows up at all, but I will introduce everybody as if they're here. Please welcome, on the first show here at UCB of the new year, Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan, and John DiMaggio. Which ones are here? Come on out, fellas. Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you about the crazy door. Hello. So, of course, Steve brought posters from Broken Lizard movies. Yeah, let's see which ones we've got.
Well, that one is actually not from a Broken Lizard movie.
Okay, but this is a...
That's from our live show.
It's like a plug for what you're doing.
That's our stand-up comedy show right there. Yeah,
yeah, that's us.
I feel like it's dated, though, now. Do you think it's out of time?
We shot it back in June when that fucking...
But that joke was hot then. That was a hot joke back then.
Yeah. No, that's...
Not so hot anymore.
Even with your faces over the mother and child, it's still pretty sexy.
It is. I got nice tits.
Pretty sexy... You know, Time magazine cover.
The problem is I had these made up myself, and like I stared at these images for so long. Like sometimes, you know how you have those reactions or psychological things you can't control? And I kept always imagining the way Kevin's nipple tasted.
Like vanilla. All right,
thank you, Steve. Thank you very much for that.
There you go.
And Beer Fest. When is Bong Fest?
Well, next one will be Pot Fest, and then we're going to shoot Fuck Fest.
No way. It's going to be a trilogy? I'm so excited. Oh, wait, we looked at that one already. And then the third one is, what is it, Super Troopers?
Yeah.
Club
Dread?
The underrated Club Dread, I want to say, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I don't know if you said, but they're autographed by all the guys.
All the boys. Yeah, there you go. Super Troopers.
Jay, who's been on this show before. And
yeah, there you go.
Hopefully be on again sometime.
Nice posters.
Applaud this swag.
It's good, right?
Now, first-time guest John DiMaggio, Bender, the voice of Bender on Futurama, and a hilarious, nice guy, texted me yesterday, sorry, I can't make it, and then the very next text, oh, yeah, I can make it. and then and here we are. So I don't know...
What do you think, though? Like, what are the odds?
I don't know why he didn't show up.
I don't make it.
I think it might just be traffic. You know, that old ploy, which
is
hard to pull off in Los Angeles.
Yeah. You should give yourself
kind
enough
of a given.
Time before.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
You guys were super early.
I was here at 6:35.
Yeah. Very impressive.
Right on. It's here for Steve.
Very impressive,
Parked at Gelson's.
Steve. I had a specific question for each of you that I will ask right now. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
What was that stuff you were rolling around in the sperm bag high scene in The Baby Makers?
That was Jay Chandrasekhar's sperm.
It was his sperm.
Yeah. We had a sperm wrangler on the set.
I thought his sperm was all like chocolatey.
It is. It tastes like curry. His sperm tastes like curry.
I really wanted some, like, you know, Universal Studios tour kind of inside info on, like, that you use cream rinse.
Sure. It was lotion. It was
It was like hand lotion.
Like soft soap?
Yeah. So like I drove home and my skin was very soft that night after shooting.
I imagine if it had been Jay's sperm, the same would be true.
It probably would. Yeah, and yeah. I'd be pregnant.
But now that's interesting to hear, because I know that something you have going with your wife is that like she is is this lotion-y thing.
Yeah.
No, she's got a thing that like for years she was trying to convince you to use moisturizing cream.
Yeah, I won't do it.
And you won't do it.
No, I won't do it.
So like he's got super dry elbows and knees.
Yeah, especially this time of year. It's terrible.
But so now like did she notice the difference in your skin or was she
No, she said I smelled like Jay Chandrasekhar's semen. That's weird. That's a weird thing to say. I don't know.
I'm sorry I brought it up. And I do want to mention that the poster is because the two of you go out on tour together, and you've got not only a bunch of dates coming up,
yeah,
but also on Netflix people will be able to see a special of your
stand-up
that you do together.
Yeah, we've been doing a two-man show for about 2 years now, and we shot it this past summer, and it'll be on Netflix January, February, or March.
Yeah. They haven't told us the exact date yet.
All
right. Q1 they told us, yeah. So.
That's showbiz jargon.
First quarter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked the Aston, right time to Aston get stoned answered. For the first time on stage.
Oh, you've never been stoned on stage before?
Actually, one time in Fort Lauderdale, we were doing a show, and I got stoned like 6 hours before. And it was the only time I've ever completely blanked on stage. And it was because my wife's parents were in the crowd. And I was all stoned, and I came out like brazen and was like, I'm going to do it fucking extra dirty for your parents tonight. And then I went blank and literally forgot everything. So I haven't gotten stoned on stage since then.
Well, remembering stuff isn't really important on this show. It's really more like just what you know now. Just be in the moment, and you should be fine. Do you guys, with your busy, making all these movies and stuff and touring, and families, I'm guessing, do you get to see many movies?
I have a 15-month-old baby at home, so I haven't been, really to the movies. I saw Django at the theater. That kind of
when you say just the first name, it sounds more like a parlor game than a motion
picture.
It's because
I'm pompous. That's why I do that. I saw Django. I saw Unchained. I love the screeners. The screeners come, like, they're great for a new dad. Like Zero Dark Thirty.
You must have been so excited when Jang Unch showed up in your in your mailbox. I haven't gotten that one. I keep getting ones I already have. Like today, I opened up yet another Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even like that movie.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I'm really angry.
I liked it a lot.
It's fun if you're in the mood for constant yelling.
There's a lot of yelling.
Everyone is yelling at each other. Like, the
True.
Police have to arrive to say, could you guys stop yelling at each other?
True.
Yeah.
It's like, the police never show up when he's screaming and yelling in Raging Bull.
True. But some of the yelling's funny, though. Some of the yelling's funny.
Yeah,
The Hemingway.
It's kind of amusing. It's amusing. Sexy people who have,
Mental issues.
Issues are, that's fun.
Yeah. I thought the acting was terrific in that film.
Sure. Yeah, they sold it.
I liked De Niro. He was hilarious.
They're saying by the time this plops and people are listening to it, De Niro may have been nominated for Supporting Actor Oscar.
Sure.
They're expecting him to go to all three of the lead. Poor Jackie Weaver from Animal Kingdom.
Right.
She's not going to get a nomination.
Right.
Because her character, her reaction to everything was just to have really wide eyes
right.
about everything. She was pretty amazed by all of it.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck am I doing in this movie? Right. Trying to do, I think she's Australian.
She's Australian, right?
I think she's Australian, yeah. So that was a terrible impression.
It was good.
But so you get the screeners, that's nice. And Argo.
Argo, fuck yourself. Yeah. That's the big line in the movie. I'm going to watch Skyfall tonight.
I was just thinking with Argo, fuck yourself. Finally, we have a catchphrase from a movie with the word fuck in it.
Yeah.
Because catchphrases has been too family friendly all these years. Yeah. HBI, I'm as mad as fuck and I'm not going to take it anymore. I think we need a fucking bigger boat. A fucking bigger fucking boat. How about that?
That's right.
Let's go to town.
Biggest fucking boat you got, I'll take it.
Argo, fuck yourself. That amazes me that people can walk around saying that.
They should have put that on the poster. What balls it would have taken for Warner Brothers to put that on the poster. Argo, fuck yourself.
I think they just might still.
Sure.
For the post-award season reissue. You know if Ben Affleck wins an award, everyone's going to be waiting for him to say that in his speech.
Sure.
I hope he does.
Or like Alan Arkin or something. You
know, yeah, Arkin will totally say
he'll
that.
He'll do it.
I'll go fuck yourself. Yeah. I've never tried to do Alan Arkin before.
It's good. I love it.
If I make a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit. What else have you seen lately, Kevin?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, nice. Let me ask John DiMaggio. You're a voice in Wreck-It Ralph. Could you?
Oh, he was?
Yeah, could he do a little of that for
what
us
was
now?
He, what was the voice?
He was Beard Papa.
Trying to remember that.
Yeah, right.
Character.
I don't think he had a lot to say. He's no Alan Tudyk.
he's the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
He was good.
He's King Candy.
Yeah, King Candy. Did you see it?
There's a lot of correlations between Wreck-It Ralph and Django Unchained.
Django?
Yeah, I'm starting
King
to realize
Candy, it's true.
They're both kind of about somebody trying to help somebody that's kind of enslaved.
Yes.
Very enslaved.
Enslaved.
Yeah.
Kind of enslaved.
Yeah. Just a slave, I think is what. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe not too many similarities. Now I think more about it.
No, I
but Candy is definitely in both.
Yeah, yeah. Then he's the bad guy, right? In both, Mr.
Yes,
Candy,
yes, yes.
King Candy, or
mm-hmm. Is he in Candyland?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he's not in Candyland. No, it's called Sugar Rush.
Yeah,
that's the video game that they're in, okay. Like full of sugar. Yeah, it's really good. I really liked it.
It's good.
Remember.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I have kids. Like I only go to the movies to kid movies. Like people ask me, "What's the last movie you saw?" Wreck-It Ralph. What's before that? Rise of the Guardians. That's what I do.
Ooh.
But I got a stack of fucking screeners, and I pop through, you know, when they all go to bed.
Yeah, you do.
I've seen them all.
Flight?
Flight, I saw.
That's a good one to put the kids away.
Yeah.
Hats on.
I wasn't a big
Pretty
flight.
Much everything that could be bad in life happens in
I know,
flight.
Exactly. In the first 20 minutes. Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Flight.
It's gnarly.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Denzel Washington got nominated for Best Actor, I'm predicting.
He definitely will.
Everyone's going to hear this on Friday after it's happened, but I think he'll get nominated.
I think he
but yeah. I think Lincoln's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I think Daniel Day-Lewis has got it locked up.
Yeah, he's so it's insane how good he is.
He's great, but Bradley Cooper was really good in that movie.
You know what was really good? It was John Hawkes in The Sessions.
I didn't see it.
Holy shit.
I didn't see it.
Three people back
here. Yeah, dog.
Three Academy members back here.
Yeah, dog. We vote.
Yeah, he'll get the nod. The one that everybody's kind of hoping for that I don't think will happen in a million years but would be great is Jack Black in Bernie. Have you seen Bernie?
I haven't seen Bernie.
He is so fucking good in it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like how good he is in it.
You saw?
And Matthew McConaughey is good in it too.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Defies explanation, the movie.
Really?
And it's based on a true incident, and many of the supporting roles, I mean, most of them, are just the... It's interviews with people who these incidents really happen to and around. Yeah,
I read about it. I mean, yeah, Richard Linklater is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love Linklater.
Yeah, yeah. He does some, you know, I think as experimental movies go, I think it's one of the more successful ones. I think it's really charming. Good stuff.
Yeah,
let's look at a clip, you guys. Turned into a real serious movie conversation there for a second.
Let's get down and dirty.
I don't know what came over me. I was dying to talk to John DiMaggio about playing an EMT in Little Fockers. That must have he's got to have a story from that day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
From that afternoon on the set, Dustin Hoffman must have said something horrible to him. How could you be around Dustin Hoffman for a day and not have some quote?
Sure.
That Dustin Hoffman said to you. All right. Well, I tried to stall to get John in here for the next portion of the show.
Yeah.
But
if you want to stall more, we'll stall.
I don't think we got 2 minutes. You want to go 2 more minutes?
I don't think he's gonna make it.
Well, shoot the shit. I don't care.
Which movie was the most fun one to shoot?
Club Dread had to be the most fun.
Because you were just in paradise.
We were in a tropical
Yeah, in Mexico for
resort.
10 weeks.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
weeks.
10 weeks in Mexico, yeah. yeah.
Wow.
It was fucking great.
Yeah, but Beer Fest was good. Beer Fest was great because it was our biggest budget. And you had, like, there were more people to play with. Like, in the movie, they were just all, like, you forget the people that are in that movie. Like, Donald Sutherland's in that movie.
We have three Oscar winners in that movie.
Yeah.
We have...
Oscar nominee, right?
Well, Oscar winner.
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman won.
Okay, right.
Yeah, she won for Last Picture Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monique. She plays Cherry in Beer Fest, and yeah, she won
and
for...
And she won for she Precious, won
for,
didn't
for
she?
For Precious, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and we have a new one last year... one of the actors, Nat Faxon, won
one
best screenplay.
Screenplay for The Descendants.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And now he's on that show.
He's Ben.
Ben. And Kate.
Ben
yeah. He's Ben. Yeah. Of Ben.
Oh,
and Kate.
Okay. All right.
He is Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 And he directed a movie. Like, this guy is blowing
and
up.
He's,
in the
he's
most...
in Baby Makers.
And he's in Baby Makers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We he's in. We put him in. Like, he was in six of our movies or something like that because he's so funny.
Yeah.
He was a hilarious dude. He's always been like in commercials and came out of Groundlings and.
Yeah. Now he's an Oscar winner.
It's happening.
It is.
Yeah. Well, along with the principal from Community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jim Rash.
Jim Rash.
Yeah.
Okay. Who did the Angelina Jolie leg thing when he came
out,
people went insane for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And but he didn't tell the other guy. He didn't tell Nat to do it. They should have both done it.
Yeah.
He kind of just did it
but
on
Nat,
his own.
Yeah.
And Nat
but Nat
just
tried to join in.
There.
You know, he tried to join in at some point.
So, yeah,
but it was
like,
too late.
What's happening? This.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about last year's Oscars.
Okay.
Okay.
And the things that happened on there.
Yeah.
I love to jog my memory because it's so easily forgettable. Who hosted last year? Billy Crystal.
Right.
Yeah.
Albert Nobbs. Fantastic movie.
Great pull from everything.
Thank you.
In that Oscars,
Glenn
Albert
Close
Nobbs
was nominated, right?
Was in
she
there.
Was nominated, right.
That was a thing.
You love Jean-Claude Desjardins.
Oh, Desjardins. Oh, my God.
He loves Desjardins.
Desjardins. Mm. Is Desjardins. Mm.
When I see that cute little dog on my TV,
forget it.
I kick it in. And then I go down to the Best Buy all angry.
Beer Fest was fun. I didn't have such, you got to appear as yourself in Beer Fest. I spent 8 weeks in New Mexico with my 3 inches of my forehead shaved and an afro permed into my hair. And, like, I'm not kidding, like, people came up to me and threatened to kick my ass. Like, three different times.
Your look was just that irritating.
It was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, one time a dude came up to me and was like, I should kick your fucking ass. I was just standing around doing nothing.
Why? Why did it kick my ass?
You two look crazy in that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it irritated people.
But then you were trapped in that. We did reshoots. You were trapped for like 6 months in that.
Yeah, I had waiting for the reshoots. We had to wait 3 months, and so like the permed hair was growing out, and the shaved hairline was growing in. You know, sort of. So I was like this hybrid. It was fucking disgusting. I'm not kidding. It like there was another one like in the hotel that we were staying in when we were shooting Beer Fest. I was like it was our day off, and so I was exercising.
Oh, good.
And I exercised. And now the thing is, on the day off, the hair would start to grow back in. Like I'd have a shadow going on my head, like stubble. And I was in the and when I sweat, like the permed afro would start to like wilt at the sides. So I was in the elevator, and you know, the hotel, the Embassy Suites had free margaritas every day. And these two dudes got in the elevator with me, going up in the elevator, like carrying their margaritas, just shit faced. And they both like look at me, and I can see them like looking at my forehead and like looking at each other. And I was just fucking standing there, like looking forward. And they got out on the floor ahead of me. And remember, they almost held it. They almost fucking kept it together. The door was shutting, and like 3 inches before it shut, they both turned at each other and fucking started laughing, like, ah! And then the doors fucking shut, and I had nothing to say.
I'm in a movie.
You know Link and Daniel Day-Lewis went through the same shit.
Dude,
we lost our minds when you walked by.
Fucking Lincoln, dude.
Holy shit, look at the hat. Jesus Christ.
How's Mary Todd, dude? What the fuck?
Well, we're at the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Yes. Yeah.
Gentlemen, pick your name tags.
Okay.
Do we have name tags in the audience?
Sorry, there they got name tags.
So go. Okay. Budweiser,
right there. That's my name tag.
Whoever you would like to play
look at that.
For.
Some people have their phones.
Just go
that's
out
so
there.
Advanced.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go with the Budweiser.
Grab it.
That's
just,
bullshit.
Just go get
man.
It from her. You can.
What is it? Bad.
I'll hold your mic for you if you like. Or oh, she passed it down.
All right. Should I look? Should I just look around, or what should I do?
She wrote.
Put my glasses on and stuff. What is that gross baby? Fuck it. I'll take this baby. Look at this thing.
That is disgusting.
That's
it
frightens
looks familiar.
Me.
Has somebody picked that before?
There's no arms on it.
That's disgusting. Oh my god.
It's been picked before.
Give me the fucking shivers.
It's horrifying looking.
It's going to be looking at me when I'm losing. Like, fucking you're losing.
You're
losing.
The Budweiser just says bad booze Claire's on the side of it instead of bad news Bears.
Okay.
Was Budweiser what they drank in that movie?
What Budweiser?
No. It's a cold one. Do you want to just drink? Can you just drink it? That'd be
sure.
We've never had that before.
You should shotgun it,
the
dude.
Guests.
Oh.
It's huge.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's fucking bullshit.
Why? All right, then you should chug it then.
Yeah! See. This is why I'm glad I made a pot movie and not a beer movie.
It's to be careful
because
what you wish for.
You guys must get, like, well, but when they offer me free pot, I always say yes. But
sure.
You guys must have to say no to some people.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing is, like, it's funny because we made the Dukes of Hazzard with Johnny Knoxville. And, like, and so he would be, we'd go out to bars and he would be surrounded by girls. Like, 30 girls would be up to him, like, throwing phone numbers at him, like, giving themselves to him. And we would just be surrounded by college dudes with, like, backwards baseball hats with fucking shots.
So chug, dude, chug with me, dude. Yeah.
And they're like,
and I'm
like,
out back in the alley with a bunch of guys with dirty hair,
dreads, and
no, I've got a lot of nice, clean people say hi to me.
Do you want to see who I'm playing for?
Yes, please.
Sema. SEMA. Are you a nerd? Am I allowed to get this right? Are you really a nurse?
Are you a government agency?
SEMA.
SEMA, okay.
What is your specialty? Okay, float unit. Oh, it's not like a boat, like you're on a boat? Float unit. Okay.
No,
and did you bring this?
Float unit is in charge of desserts at the company party.
Yeah. Did you bring this from the hospital? Or
that, did you bring that crazy, dirty baby from...
Because that would be fucked up if you did that.
Dude, that baby's real.
Disgust.
Yeah, I saw it earlier today. It was walking down the street in a homeless dog's mouth.
The homeless dog?
Yeah, homeless dog with a homeless baby doll. That is, I can't believe you're touching it that much.
Well, but it's like, because there's like
you're
a...
You're touching every part of it.
There's like a political message on it. War is not healthy for children and other living things.
Oh.
Now it's getting fucking deep in here. Right?
Little girl, can you show us on this doll where the where the dog ripped your arms off? That is horrifying.
Okay.
Nice job, Seema.
Yeah, thanks. I guess the listeners at home won't really appreciate how ugly this doll is.
I'll try to... If you could hold it up when we... I always take a picture at the end of the show of the guests, and I tweet that, so if you could hold that up, that'd be...
Okay. I don't want to really touch it, but okay.
So your name is Claire that Steve is playing for? Okay. Let's do a couple things here. We got a second, because...
I don't know how to play.
This episode was really built around the idea that John DiMaggio probably would be... talking nonstop. It's always the most gregarious guest that manages to fuck up and not make it. It leaves us with a very polite show.
Sure, we can have a polite show.
We're dignified guests.
That. Yeah. And I'm just guessing that about him. Like, I could be
sure,
wrong.
Sure, you don't know. He's never been on before?
No.
Oh, then what do you know?
I know the guy. I know what he's like. He was up for Marley and Marley and Me. He's got a lot of energy. Oh, that gave me an idea. He could be in the... they should make the Chris Farley story.
Right, and that would be him?
And have him play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. Pitch it.
Let's play How Much Did This Shit Make, the Comedy Troupe edition, because another thing about John DiMaggio, he used to be in a duo called Red Johnny and the Round Guy.
Okay.
Back in the day, that's when I first met him.
And was he the round guy or was
no?
He
was Red Johnny.
Okay. So there was a round guy.
Yeah, there was a guy that like they were both big guys, but the other guy was rounder.
More round.
Had like a real round quality.
We should do that.
We already have our thing. Well, the name of our stand-up show is Fat Man Little Boy. I'm the fat
that
man.
That great nuclear fusion.
It's homage
movie, yeah.
To the bomb.
Cusack and Paul Newman?
Paul Newman, yeah.
All right. So you remember stuff.
Dude, I'm totally historical.
And hysterical.
This is a game where you each bid... and you try not to go over. It's just like Price is Right. The person who's closest without going over to the total domestic box office gross of the motion picture that I chose, which is it's not a terrible motion picture, but it didn't do very well.
Okay.
Kids in the Hall, Eye Candy.
Brain Candy.
What did I call it? Eye Candy?
Yeah.
Those guys, when they put on dresses.
Boy, oh boy.
All right, so what do you think, Steve? How much do you think that that movie made when all was said and done?
$8 million.
Without going over.
Okay. $8 million.
Steve says $8 million.
Okay. And, I want
to
guess.
Kevin, you know, always an option I like to point out is you can do that bullshit move they do on Price is Right and say $1.
All right, yeah.
And then anything between $1 and $8 million would be correct, or you could bid more than $8 million if you think it made more than $8 million.
I don't know. Let me think about it now.
Okay.
No, like what, 1997 maybe?
Hey, I didn't even know it was called Brain Candy, so why would I know the year?
I'm just trying to think what dollars were like back then.
Well, the $3 trillion coin hadn't been minted
it hadn't
yet.
Been minted. The platinum coin had not been minted yet?
Yeah, that hadn't happened.
Okay, the Brain Candy coin. Okay, so you said eight?
That's what Steve
said. I did, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say five.
Million.
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But I really have no idea.
I should have pushed the $1 thing harder.
Oh, really?
Because you both went over. It made $2.6 million.
Oh.
Yeah, swing and a miss.
Okay. I saw it in the theater.
I did too.
I saw it in the theater in New York City.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it. I had a good time.
It's not terrible. Check it
out. Okay.
All right, so nobody won that, which is cool.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, fuck, sorry.
That's fine. We got time. We're good.
Okay.
Now we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See, people love it. I'm going to take off my coat for this.
Okay.
It's big.
It's getting intense, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay. It's almost off. I've been having issues with my phone and the Leonard Maltin app today, so hopefully that won't get in the way right now. And Steve is, we talked backstage, and he's pretty unfamiliar with how this game works.
Yes.
And which is, you know, it's fine by me because the people I tell how it works sometimes fare more poorly than the people who know how it works. But Kevin's listened.
I have, yeah.
So we'll start with you. And then,
but he knows what Name That Tune is. I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know
about,
what
right?
Name That Tune is.
I do know that what Name That Tune is.
Okay, tell us what that is. Now, this is similar in that show was you get a certain number of notes to guess a song.
Yeah.
In this case, you get a certain number of actors' names from the cast to try to guess the name of a movie.
Okay.
And there's bidding back and forth on how few names you think you can get it in. So I'll start with Kevin, and you'll hear all of this and just be ready to respond when I get to you. He gets to pick a category between the following three categories.
Okay.
Django All the Way. That's films where Jamie Foxx has sex.
Okay. Okay.
Or In Theaters Now. That's motion pictures that are in theaters now.
Okay.
Or at DLM Games. Somebody started a Twitter account and called it DLM Games. Suggests Emaciation Proclamation.
Okay.
And this is films where an actor lost a lot of weight for the role.
Okay. Okay. Never done
Emaciation
it.
Emaciation Proclamation. Yeah, we should come up with a made their hair weird for a role category.
Then you'd be in it.
I would be. But we actually had, we had your little brother come in Club Dread.
Yeah, because I couldn't lose the weight.
Yeah, but Kevin has to get all like, you know, psychic and to fit under the bed towards the end of the movie. And so to do that, we had his brother come in and be his thin double.
It's my thin brother.
And he looks a lot like you, I guess.
He looks like me, but really thin.
You've been heavier, though, right?
I've been like slightly heavier, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing
but
good.
But the camera adds 10 pounds, Doug. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I don't know how that factors
I'm
in.
I'm just
but.
A person sitting here. Oh, you're saying that I've only seen you in movies? I've seen you in person a couple of times.
I guess, but I'm saying like it might be off because people maybe have only seen me in movies.
But you looked, in Club Jed, you looked fucking fantastic.
Thank you, Steve.
He did. Like, because we were, like I said, we were in Mexico for 10 weeks. He was tanned, tanned, and like.
Where do you look around the room when you say repeat that?
I just want everyone to understand
tanned.
How tanned he was.
Side section, tanned. We're all on board? All on
Super
board,
tanned
all on board
over there.
With tanned.
Yeah. No, he was tanned. Like,
yeah,
like
hair that, extensions.
Was, but like blonde hair extensions. And like, it was weird. We you know, it's like you don't think this way all the time about Kevin. But like, you know, we were like, let's put Kevin in that lead, in the romantic lead role. And then, like, he walked on, he was tanned, and he and he had, like, blonde, long hair, and he was fucking dashing. Like, we started calling him Devin Heffernan, because he was so, it was so, like, it was hard to talk to him, because you were like, holy shit, I didn't realize how good-looking you were.
Wow. It's our least successful movie. Right?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Did you guys see Les Mis?
I did. I saw.
Wait, tell him a story.
I didn't want to see it, right? But
sure.
My wife wanted to watch this. We got the screener, right? We got the screener of it. Okay.
Yeah, lucky.
And so yeah, so we're in the living room with my brother. We're watching. My brother's like a big Les Mis fan. Like he has it on his iPod. You know what I mean? That kind of guy, right?
And also a big. His brother is a big. This is the skinny one. A big, because he's got three brothers, two brothers, a big
tanned.
Tan.
Is that I've been called the tangent fairy in Broken Lizard. Like, I'm always.
You gotta bring him in.
Tangent?
Yeah, tangent.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, tanned. Fuck, I forgot the tan joke.
Right?
I thought you were. Like, that was like a code word for tangent. You were like, tang.
Oh, continue this miserable story.
Yeah, it's not even that good. It's Les Miserables story.
I'm saying his brother is a big public movie crier. Like, his brother goes to movies with tissues in his pocket to cry.
He sobs like a maniac.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So we like Les Mis.
Sure.
This story is not going to be that good now. All right, so we watch Les Mis. We watch it, like, in the living room. I'm like 20 minutes in, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking watch this movie, right? It's like, it's just not my thing, right? I was like, are they going to talk? Or are they going to sing the whole time, right? So they're singing the whole movie. And I'm like, what is going on here? And so I watch it, and I'm watching, and but I make it through, right? We get like an hour and a half in, right, to the intermission break, right, apparently. And so we're watching, and all of a sudden the movie cuts out. And I'm like, holy shit, what happened? And everyone's pissed off. And apparently the screener comes in two DVDs, and we only got one, right? So I put an hour and a half into this fucking movie, watching Russell Crowe
sing.
They're
singing about tomorrow we're going to have a revolution.
That's right, and then boom.
And then bam.
Yeah, and then...
What fucking happened at their revolution?
Right, never got to...
It's like if you were watching Titanic and the boat started to tip.
Right, and then
and
the
then
movie
stop.
Went out. Right.
What?
Right. But here's the thing. I didn't tell you this. Last night, I'm out at dinner with Jay Chandrasekhar, right? You know, the other guy in the
sure,
thing.
You know
and I tell him
that.
This story, and he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out disc two of Les Mis. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? What are you doing with that? He said, the same thing happened to my friend, and I'm going to give him the disc. And I said,
and you wrestled it from him.
No, because I was like, you know what? I was actually kind of glad I didn't get
Yeah, you didn't match. Have to watch the rest of it.
I put my hour and
That's
a half
That's what you said to me. You were psyched about that.
I was glad.
But
was
people
glad.
Get shot and shit in that back half. It's,
do they?
Is it action?
Exciting?
It's a little gnarlier. Yeah.
They start talking in the second half?
Not really. Ouch. There's a lot of ouch.
Okay.
It's hard to sing ouch.
Ouch.
But Russell Crowe, that's what Russell Crowe sounded like in it. He sounded like...
I've heard... I mean, I haven't
got,
seen
like,
it.
Kind of a Mandy Patinkin thing going on.
Yeah, but here's the thing about this, okay?
Fuck Les Mis,
no,
by the
I
way.
Respect Russell Crowe for that, though. I really do.
You do. We talked about this yesterday.
Like, Russell Crowe hung himself out there. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's a movie star. He doesn't have to do that shit.
That's what that. I think that's where their mistake was, is that they thought they needed a movie star, because that should be a really huge guy who's got a super deep voice.
But aren't there other guys that could be that guy?
I don't think I want to live anymore.
That's when they. That's when they introduced
the right passion. You know, I think,
but there are other guys.
I heard
they
he was
going
to be in it. I went, oh yeah, he sings. That'll be good.
And sure.
I was wrong.
But then you said, I heard something interesting. You told me about the way they shot that movie with the songs.
Right, right. Like you read, you know, they actually shot.
Oh, that's
shot
all.
It
won't shut the fuck up about it. Yeah, and when you're watching the movie, it doesn't make a shit difference. It does not matter that they're really singing on the set. There's been musicals for years and years and years where they're never really singing on the set.
But seriously, do you think Sacha Baron Cohen could have trotted around, you know, without improvising? I mean, come on.
I think it might have been better if he had recorded it ahead of time and committed to the material.
I wish I didn't watch it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Did he do any good improvs while he was singing?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. I don't know.
There's a lot of him and Helena Bonham Carter. It's just a lot of muttering of nonsense. It's like it's like characters in like Robert Altman's Popeye or something.
Yeah. Drop the mic.
Come on. End the show now. End it.
All right.
It.
I got to do a pick a category, don't I?
Yeah.
So Emaciation
People
Proclamation.
People are on the edge of their seats listening.
I know
to
it really. Emaciation Proclamation. Jamie Foxx fucks. Is that what the...
That's another way of saying it, yes.
Okay.
And by the way, I mean, I don't know if anybody here has seen Django, but, like, how about that asshole shot on Jamie Foxx? Like, when he was hanging upside down?
I haven't
like,
seen it.
Oh, I missed his asshole. I was looking at his dangling cock.
I'm an asshole guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a...
No, but they started it off from behind, and you're looking at, like...
it's just... it's nasty.
Yeah, and if, no, but historically it was correct because he had all the ass pubes going.
Oh.
No. All right, I'm gonna pick.
I could just see Tarantino asking Jamie Foxx to grow out his ass pubes.
Could you just not shave? Could you just not shave for like a couple months?
We're going to need you to grow your asshole hair out, okay?
I mean, come on. All right.
In theaters now or an actor lost.
I'm gonna go money. Emaciation Proclamation. Let's do that.
That's fun.
Let's do that. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, we'll just play one round.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
It's not important.
I'll play as many rounds as you want, Doug.
Seema's gonna get the prizes and you know, that's
okay. Don't jinx it.
You never know what's gonna happen in this game. So I'm gonna tell you all about this movie now, Steve. But Kevin's gonna make the first bit. Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2004. He says about it that it has a character in it that's deeply troubled. And he also says, if Franz Kafka ever scripted a movie, this might have been it. And then Leonard lists 8 names in the cast. And now the trick is, how many names do you think it'll take you to name this movie, reading from the bottom of those 8 names up to the top leading performer? Kevin gets to bid first.
Okay.
Could start with 8. Could knock a few off. And
1.
Oh, see? He's not going easy on you, Steve. Now what you can do is you either have to say, name that movie, and if he names it after I tell him one name, the 8th name on the list, then he wins. But if he misses, then you win. Or you can say, Kevin... I'm playing now, you're kind of confused. I can name that movie in 0 names if you think you know what movie we're talking about based on what little information I've given.
I'm not sure, I'm just going for it. Fuck it.
All right,
that's smart. Name that
mouth.
Movie.
All right, okay. He says name it. So your one name is Anna Massey, the great Anna Massey. And what do you think this movie is from 2004?
The Machinist.
That is correct. You did it. I was right.
Holy shit, Doug. Has anyone ever done that?
Kevin is our winner.
Has anyone ever done that? I mean, holy shit.
Do you know what? It's so fucked up.
That sort of thing happens sometimes, yes.
What? It does? Really?
Yes, it does.
I should've...
On occasion.
I should have called 0 and just called The Machinist. That's the only movie I was thinking about.
It's I should have.
The only
would've,
one could've. I was thinking about when I saw the name of the category, sure. I was like, "Oh, The Machinist." Is
so
one.
You two guys are saying what I did was bullshit. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying we all think of The Machinist when we think of an actor losing a lot of weight for a part. Like, what else?
True.
What else could it have been?
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, he didn't lose weight, he gained it.
Yeah, he gained 50
But he gained
pounds.
It and he lost it.
Castaway, he got pretty skinny. McConaughey's got a thing coming out where he's all AIDS-y that looks like AIDS horrifying. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks very...
It's not my fault if there's only one answer for the thing.
No, it's good.
I did a good job, right?
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
Don't
good
let
job.
Steve take away from your accomplishment.
I'm better.
But
I'm
it's really
better.
No, it's no accomplishment at all, really.
Everyone else in the audience was saying it too, right? I mean, they knew.
I'm better.
Here you go. Here's your prizes and your baby. Please don't bring that back again. Oh yeah. Okay. We need it for the picture at the
That's
end.
Scary.
Let's get her the posters. And Claire, do you have someone that you would like me to call a shithead at the end here? Do you want to come over and write it down?
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be me for losing?
Oh, you never.
Do I get to come back
know.
And like that play someone really sometimes. Good now? Because I.
Well, I'd love to have you back on the show. Let's talk about it when Steve's not around, though.
Okay. But I didn't know, like, if you get, like, one guess, do you get into this upper echelon?
I don't want to come back anymore.
I think you're going to be great at the game on the next time you come on. Maybe we'll have you guys come on with Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He sucks at the game.
I can definitely
kill Jay. You're both much
Jay,
better than he is. okay, so your thing's coming out on Netflix in this quarter, in the first quarter.
Fat Man, Little Boy.
Fat Man, Little Boy. Yeah. And people can, you know, just rent it and stream it.
Stream it, yeah.
All that stuff on Netflix. Or if does it come in two discs with a with the cliffhanger? That
no.
People might
no
just
cliffhangers.
Get the one. Yeah. And, anything else that we need to plug?
Let's see. When are we going up here? So when this weekend we're in
days,
Utah.
Yeah.
This weekend we're at Wise Guys in West Valley.
Okay.
And then I think our next date, March 7th, Madison, Comedy on State.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
That's a great place.
Great place.
Yeah.
Both those clubs are cool.
Great.
Yeah. I've been there. Ask about me.
We will.
They'll be like, oh, that guy that was out back the whole time?
Right.
DougLovesMovies.com is where all my stuff is. Thank you guys for coming to the first episode of the new year in the new time slot. I think you have to wait in line for a slightly shorter period of time, according to that was what Jordan was telling me, so I'm excited about that, and we'll see you guys next week and the week after, and I'll try to reschedule. Sorry to John DiMaggio, we ran out of time. And thanks, guys.
Thank
Let's
you,
hear
Doug.
It for him. Steve,
Thank
Lemmy,
you.
Kevin Heffernan. And I'll take a picture of you here in a second. And as always, Kim Kardashian and Kanye's baby is a shithead.
Yes. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.